The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty.
Good morning and welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 is the number. In the studio with me, we have Christina Leavenworth from the Leavenworth team. How are you doing today?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Were you up late last night watching storm coverage?
No, I wasn't. There's a point, I mean, I wake up at like 4:30 or 5 every morning. So I took a Tylenol PM and I was like, hopefully I sleep through this and slept just fine.
Well, I know that the former news anchor, right?
Yes. There is that part of me where I'm like, oh, I want to get in the middle of the storm. But my husband sometimes has to say, no, you're not allowed to.
So tell me a little bit about that. You were a news anchor and now you're a realtor.
Yeah. So my story is I started in news after college and I was in news for 17 years. I was a reporter and anchor, started in Ghana in Africa, and then Pennsylvania, Mobile, Pensacola, New Orleans, back to Pensacola. You have to jump around a lot to, you know, get new jobs, make a little bit more money. And when, you know, I think it was in 2016, I was pregnant and just bored, and I was working the early morning show. So after you get done at 12, so I was like, let me learn something new. I've always been interested in real estate and decided to get my real estate license, thinking it would just be a side gig, having no idea how it would totally change my life and how I would fall in love with real estate. And then once I started doing it, I got good at it and realized a lot of those skills, especially from being a reporter, translated really well as far as the deadlines. You know, they tell you, you have an hour and a half to get some really hard people to talk on camera and put a story together, write it, then edit it and be live at 4:00. And you have 2 hours to do so and you get it done. So in real estate, you know, someone says, I want to see a house. You're like, on it. Okay. Offer written ASAP. Oh, there's a problem with you needing quotes. I had someone yesterday be like, I really think we're going to need like at least a week to get all these quotes back. I'm like, do you know me? And I had all the quotes in less than 24 hours. And that's the news side. It's like, why wait when you can do it now?
Absolutely.
Why procrastinate? And that translates really well with real estate because there's a ton of deadlines in the contract. And if you don't abide by them, there's a lot of money at stake. So protecting their earnest money deposit, also making sure there's different contingencies within the contract and making sure that you're aware of those and comply with those. Because if not, it could get real nasty.
Absolutely. So you have inspections you have to follow. You have the closing. You want to make sure that happens on time.
Yeah, getting everything to all parties and kind of like a reporter too. You're holding everyone's hands. You're saying, okay, photographer here, editor, we got to do this. This person we're going to talk on camera at 2:00, and just pulling it all together, being that coordinator. We're often doing that. We're doing the job for the other agent. Even though we don't want to, we're like, okay, like, let me jump in here because we need to get this job done. We're making sure that title, we're like, hey, have you sent out the like final settlement statement? My client really needs that 5 days before closing. They don't need it 20 minutes before closing. Insurance, hey, has insurance been bound? Do you have everything you need? Oh, you're doing lending for a condo. Have you gotten the condo questionnaire? Because people have dropped the ball. So now we're making sure that they don't. That's and again, I think that's just being type A, OCD, and a former reporter. It's like, we got to go live at 4:00. That closing is happening at 4:00. Let's make it happen.
Absolutely. Well, it's good to have a realtor like yourself in their corner, making sure that all those deadlines are being met for sure.
And my team has been trained this way too. I'm like, why wait when you can do it now? Because other things are going to pop up. And if there's so many realtors that procrastinate, and I just don't understand it. Just get it done.
So what is the real estate market currently like in Pennsylvania?
So it's weird. It's really weird. So kids have gone back to school, and I was just talking to a friend, and she is literally involved in 5 different carpool groups. And I know that life gets crazy, especially if you have several kids, you have fall sports. Your brains aren't always thinking about, let me look it into another home. Even though I'm busting at the seams or I'm about to have another baby, you're not always thinking about that other house. You're just trying to get through your day. So we have that going on. And we also have the election. I think that's on a lot of people's minds, saying, let's see what happens here. And then interest rates. So I think there's a lot of factors at play where a lot of buyers have hit the pause button, but I know they're going to hit the play button. They always do. The Fed meets next week, and they are highly anticipated to make a rate cut. And I don't know how much that will actually impact interest rates, but I think it will impact buyer psychology. Being like, oh, look, things are going in a better direction. Let's do this. But my thoughts are, if you're out there thinking about buying, now's a good time because there is less competition. After the election, where I think people are maybe feeling a little bit more secure, they at least know, hey, this is what our country might look like for the next 4 years. Kids are back in school. You're used to those carpool schedules, and interest rates have dropped a tad. There'll be a whole lot more buyers out there, and that's only going to make, you know, prices go up.
Sure. Is there a good inventory?
There is good inventory. I pulled the other day, and homes between $225,000 and $275,000, there's 300 of them.
Oh, wow.
That's quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them look like they're in good shape. I made the criteria 3-bedroom, 2-baths, kind of that ideal size. So there is, you know, in this market, it is taking longer to sell homes. We are still, every now and again, if it's priced right and it's perfect, we are getting those multiple offers, but we are preparing our sellers that, hey, this is what we're looking at as far as this is the average time it's going to take to sell your home. This is what the data tells us. I know you want to sell it tomorrow, but if that happens, that is the exception, not the norm. Expect it to take 100 days. Expect it to take X amount. And that varies based on your price range, your location, and we give that to them, letting them know we're going to do everything we can every day. Mm-hmm. But there is an average days on market, and we're just waiting for that right buyer to come along for your home.
So how are new builds impacting, if somebody has an existing home and they're competing with a new build, is the price difference pretty substantial if you're talking comparable square footage and it's just a matter of new versus an older home?
The prices are pretty close to each other, but a lot of the new builders are offering either rate incentives. They're buying the rate down and getting it down to, you know, maybe even in the fours if they qualify. They're also offering some closing costs, different things. However, for our existing homes, we always try to look at that and go, how can we overcome that? With an existing home, you're getting maybe that fence already there. You're getting all the appliances. They've done upgrades like adding vinyl plank throughout, different things like that. They've added landscaping. And those are things that you don't always get with a new build. So we look at both, and sometimes the new builds aren't ready. So, we definitely do whatever we can to get the house moved.
Absolutely. So what is your consultation process like for somebody who's looking to buy or sell?
So if you're looking to sell, you give us a call. 378-1260, put it on speed dial. Even if you're not looking to buy or sell, put on speed dial because there'll be a time in your future you might. And just write Christina, you know, Christina Realtor Team or Christina Favorite Realtor. And then we'll come over to your house and we're going to meet with you. We're going to figure out your goals. We're going to look at your home and tell you maybe some things that we think might add significant value that won't cost you too much. And sit down and come up with a plan. We're going to do a listing strategy session with you and talk about, okay, when's the best time to list? Let's talk about pricing and go through the whole process. And then after that, like if you need to go tomorrow, then we're going to get photos scheduled before we even leave your house. We're going to say, all right, let's see when they're available. We're going to get them on the books. So you now have a deadline to shoot for. And we're going to help you stage. We're going to tell you exactly how the home will look. And we'll do that with you there. And then we'll come back the morning of photos and help you even more. Just in case you forgot a few things, we're going to be there taking, if you have magnets still on your fridge, we're going to put them in a drawer real quick. Mm-hmm. If you have the dog bowls still out, we're going to put those in the garage for photos. We're going to do things like that. And we have a very systematized process, so you're going to hear from us constantly. We're going to stay in touch with you. Even if we don't have news, we're going to call you and say, we don't have news, here's the state of the market. We're going to let you know that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I often hear from people, they have had bad experiences with realtors saying, well, the last person just put a sign in my yard and I never heard from them.
Mm.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
And I never, ever want to be that. We want to be in touch with you. You are selling something that's not only your largest asset, it has a ton of sentimental value and it's really stressful. And then you have someone that just has a sign out there and they're not telling you how they're marketing it. They're not giving you feedback after the showings. That's not cool. You mm-hmm. need someone that's doing that because you just left your house with your 3.5 dogs, 2.5 kids, and you left for an hour in the middle of your workday. You want to know what they think.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what a normal human being would want to know. And so many realtors don't give that to them. And I just think that's crazy.
Absolutely. Christina Leavenworth from the Leavenworth team is our guest today. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions for her. So let's talk a little bit about like pre-approval letters. How important is that for people who are looking to buy?
It's super important. And sometimes it's not often we get pushback on it, but I will tell my team this. If someone's serious, they're going to get a pre-approval letter. It's part of the process. And sometimes people will be like, well, I'll just get it when I find a house I like. We'll show you a house or two, but beyond that, you need that pre-approval letter because maybe you think you're pre-approved for $500,000, but your credit is way lower than you thought it was. Maybe there was a loan taken out that you totally forgot about, and maybe you're not approved at all. And so if you're showing buyers that are not pre-approved homes, you're wasting time of everybody. So it's really, really important. If you're going to go shopping, you need to know your budget. It's going to be a terrible experience if you fall in love with that $500,000 house and find out you're only pre-approved for $250,000. And that will ultimately reflect badly upon us because A, in the industry, B, for you. Like, that's not fun, like showing you something you can't buy.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to show you things you can buy. And we have lenders that can do it so easily. You just have to give them a call and they can do it in about 15 minutes. Or they have an application where you go in and you put in some data and it's not a ton and they can come and say, okay, here's what you're pre-approved for.
So I know that you're a Dave Ramsey endorsed local provider, ELP. And so when you're showing when you're taking a buyer through a home, I'm trying to think about the angle I'm coming at from this question here. So when we were selling our home up north, actually a Dave Ramsey realtor came through and it was really kind of interesting because they're the only people that did this. After the showing, they left a letter from the couple that wanted to buy our home. And it was, we loved your home, felt like home to us, et cetera, et cetera. So tell me about that a little bit in terms of like that little extra thing that can set you apart.
You're actually not supposed to do that. It violates the fair housing laws.
Oh.
So some people were doing it, and that was definitely in the height of the market. And maybe I did some too. However, there has been literature that has come out since stating from Florida Realtors and the National Association of Realtors saying that could sway somebody due to familial status. So there's certain things you can't discriminate on. So that is something. However, if a buyer wants to do that and send it on their own accord and do their own thing and it doesn't come from me, that's totally fine. However, if it comes from me, or that's where you can get into tricky water, but sometimes that does help. So if you somehow get it in their hands, I don't know how you get it there. Sometimes that does help the seller. However, sometimes it can hurt too. The seller may not look at things objectively. They may not look at what is my net here. Like Christina, you're telling me that this person is bringing 50% down. They have this like incredible financing. They're rock solid. They have all this. However, the sweet little letter has them with somebody that maybe doesn't have as rock solid of financing. And maybe not as much if there's anything that comes up insurance related. So there's two sides to that coin, just to think about. If we're protecting the seller, if they say my goal is to get the most amount of money in my pocket and get to closing as fast as possible, a letter from someone may hinder you, not help you.
I would think that most people looking to sell their home would look at something like that and just look at the offer itself and what they're presenting and just taking what's really in their best financial interest, you would think.
Usually they do, but sometimes they get swayed and everyone wants to overthink everything. People Google their buyers. They find them on Facebook. They do all sorts of things where they're just saying, okay, well, yeah, they do look like, and I saw they got a job at this place and they posted. So we hear that stuff all the time. So they find out on their own where they look at things. But we like to just show them, here is your offer. Here's why it's strong. And when it's multiple offers, we break down every single offer for you and we go through it and we say, here's what they're offering. Here's their down payment. Here's their closing date. Here's what they're asking for from you. And we do all that and we try to make it incredibly easy for them to understand.
So talk to me a little bit about down payments. What's an ideal down payment? What kind of down payment's going to maybe help you get a better rate?
Yeah. So, I mean, you can do zero down. USDA loans, VA loans, and even some bank products have zero down loans, which sometimes for people, if you don't have any money, just enough for maybe your closing costs or to get through the process, sometimes that is the best thing for you. With some of these, there's something called PMI, which is private mortgage insurance. And again, so many loans are so different, and we could talk hours about this. If you have less than 20% down, you're often paying PMI. unless it's a VA loan or different things. So sometimes people think 20% is that magic number because you don't have that additional payment.
Yeah, and PMI, I mean, it takes a while to pay that off.
It does. And for FHA, you always pay it. It never comes off.
Oh.
Yeah, so that is an FHA requirement. So again, we know all this stuff. This is we actually have a thing in one of our buyer presentations with all the acronyms. And it's like, do you guys know what these mean? And most people won't. It's like, that's why you have us. We know what they are. There's so many acronyms out there, and it's such a confusing process. But we know what all of them mean, and we can walk you through every step of the way.
Perfect. So what is the best time of year to buy?
Ooh, to buy. Okay. Starting with sell. I'll start with selling.
Okay.
So the spring. The spring is traditionally always the best time. Once people get through the holidays, we start to see things picking up in February, getting even hotter in March, then April, then May, and we usually see it cool off again in June. People want to move, ideally, before their kids start their next school year. So if they're closing, if they're under contract in February, they're probably closing in April. So then they have time to move, be there for the summer type of thing. The best time to buy is those slower times of the year. Like right now, it is a slower time of the year. There's less competition. Sellers are antsy and want to move. So now would be a good time. Also, believe it or not, around Christmas time, around the holidays, because there's not as many buyers out. Once we get to Thanksgiving until about New Year's, it slows down significantly. People have Christmas parties. They are just focused on, you know, getting through the holidays. So that's a good time to buy. So those two times would be the times that if I was a buyer trying to get maybe a little bit better of a deal, those are the two times I would be out buying. But honestly, anytime is the right time. You can't time the market. Just like stocks, you can't time it. Like if you, I don't have that crystal ball. Maybe interest rates go down significantly by Christmas. And there's all, and it's after the election and everyone wants to buy now. So that could happen. Mm-hmm. But in normal years, those are the times we see the slowdowns.
Interesting. Yeah, I would think around the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, I mean, mm-hmm. you would think that the market would kind of freeze, I suppose, unless you absolutely have to move.
Yeah. So, but if you're a buyer, it'd be a good time. And we do have homes hit the market at that time. We always have homes hit the market, but we prepare them for that. We tell them, like, it's going to be slow. That's normal. If you don't have many showings, that's normal right now. And we'll start to see it pick up come February.
So it was in the news recently about different changes in commissions. Are you able to talk to that?
No, I can talk about that. So there, to make a long story short, there was a big NAR settlement. So now between, it's a long story, so I'm not going to go into that. But now you have to sign a buyer agency agreement with a realtor in order to see houses. And it's laying out what our role is to you. So there's different types of agreements out there, pre-touring agreements, buyer agency agreements, but we could lose our license if you don't sign that. So from there, it's saying, you know, hey, this is what you would owe me in commission. However, the vast majority of sellers, it's still business as usual. They're still wanting to offer a buyer's agent commission. So we just have new paperwork we're filling out. Mm-hmm. So what we do, it says like, hey, buyer, you're going to owe me X unless the seller is going to cover it. And in every single scenario that I have seen at this point in time, the seller is still opting to cover it. A seller has never had to pay a buyer agent commission. However, buyers have a lot of costs up front. They have to pay all their lending fees, their escrows, to pay another 2.5% to 3% or whatever it may be to their agent is a lot more. Mm-hmm. And we know that it's always the American real estate market has been strong, and the model of the seller paying the commission has worked. So most people I know that they're still opting to do that. They're saying, we think that's a good idea. We think that as a part of the marketing strategy, offering a buyer agent compensation is a good idea. And so they're doing it. So that's what we've seen so far. Things could change, but right now it's still business as usual.
Nice. So Christina Leavenworth from the Leavenworth team is our guest today. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions for her. Are you seeing a lot of cash offers on the market right now?
We still have cash. A lot of people that are selling their homes and sitting on a lot of equity from other areas, baby boomers, they've had that home for a while. And even if they're not getting what they got in 2021, they're still getting a good chunk of money. So they're coming down with cash to buy because they don't want to deal with the interest rates. I believe the last stat I saw, cash buys are around 30% of the market right now.
Nice. So let's talk a little bit about your business. So what makes your business different from other realtors?
There's a lot of fantastic realtors out there. So I'm not going to like talk badly about anyone mm-hmm. out there, but We're passionate. We're so passionate about real estate. We talk about it 24/7 and always looking for outside the box ideas, either to get your home sold or if you're a buyer to help get you into a home. So rather than going, oh, the market's weird and I just don't know what to do about it, or the market's slow, that's not fun. I'm on so many groups. I'm texting my friends in other parts of the country. I'm like, how's your market? What are you guys doing? Any ideas? I go to conferences all the time. I'll be at a conference next week learning from the best of the best in the country to find out different things they're doing. And we just really think outside the box to get people in there. We market like crazy. I love to tell people, my sellers, I'm like, it's not fun to not sell houses. It's not fun for you, and it's definitely not fun for me. So that's what we're here to do. We're here to accomplish that. And we don't determine the market, but we can do things to try to get as many people in your home as possible. So we have a beautiful home on the water over in Navarre on Santa Clara. So what we've done for that one, we've done several brokers opens. We're getting on a tour of homes in the area. We have drone shots. We just are constantly saying, how do we get people in here for every home we have? Like, how do we get them in here? And then if people come in there and there's things that they don't like, we get their feedback. And if we can overcome it, we're going to overcome it. And we talk to them about it. We like to tell people, like, we're here not to tell you what you want to hear, but what you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Like if your home stinks, we're going to tell you it in a gracious way. Mm-hmm. But if your home isn't selling because of that, we have to overcome it and make it not stink.
Absolutely. We do have a question for you.
Yay.
Do you recommend builders in the area?
So it depends if you're going custom build or if you're going to be doing, you know, one of the mass builders in the area. Custom build, I can definitely send you some names of some people that I know, and I can do that offline. I can get their number. As far as the, you know, big box builders, D.R. Horton, Adams, Flynn Bill, Ador, if you go online, you're going to see a lot of, like, maybe scary stuff. However, we work with reps here that want to make sure it's a good product because they work a lot with us. So, and we also have you do a home inspection before you close. It's so important because then if maybe a sub forgot something, that home inspection is going to highlight it and you're going to get it fixed before closing to give you even more assurance that this new home you're getting is good and it is good to go. So definitely reach out to me and I can help. With the new builds though, with the big box builders, they are giving some really good deals right now.
So if you would like to reach out to you, what's the number?
850-378-1260, or I can get the number from you after the show and just text them.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So that's actually a good segue, I guess. So I know the realtors will also sometimes help people moving into a house if they're new to the area. Recommend plumbers, electricians, things like that.
Oh my goodness. We have a vendor list of all of our trusted people, and they don't want to do bad by us because we send them a lot of business. And I'll call, and if I say, like, I'm going to be your bad cop for you. Like, you can be the good cop, but if the job isn't done right, I'm the one calling them saying, hey, it wasn't done right. You need to go back out there and fix it. We really need this done before closing and do that for you so you don't have to do that. We have a whole list of everybody, and they do a great job, and they're affordable. And I even have people that I'm like, listen, I'm going to give you their name, but you don't tell anybody, like, because we want to be able to keep using them because they're that good.
Mm-hmm. So on your website, I was looking, you have a section there on renting versus owning. Can you talk about that briefly?
So sometimes it's better to rent. We tell people that you're going to be here for only a year or two, or you're in a financial situation where maybe you don't think you're going to have the same income next year. We're going to say you really should rent for right now. Owning, though, when you look at all the stats of people that have accumulated wealth or have generational wealth, I think 100% are homeowners in some way, shape, or form. They're not renters. So if you can get to home ownership, you are building equity. You are building yourself a little nest egg to have down the road. And rather than doing that for your landlord, do it for yourself because you're paying a mortgage. It just may not be your own. When you're renting, I mean, you're paying somebody else's mortgage. You might as well pay your own. And so that to me, but if you're going to be moving in 2 years and you don't want to hold two mortgages, don't rent. That's the best thing for you. But if you're going to be here for at least 3-4 years, I would say bye.
Perfect. And what's the website if they want to check out your business?
BestRealtorsInPensacola.com or Google Christina Leavenworth team, and everything is right there. We like to talk to you. Like, honestly, just give us a call. That's the easiest thing. We are phone talkers. We like to talk with you or meet with you. So 378-1260, put Christina, your favorite realtor, in your phone. Text me.
Fox News. News. I'm CJ Papa.